Okay, well, good morning, Kmart shoppers. Trump has a blue light special for you. How about that? Or should I say red light district special for you? Anyway, so I'm looking today on Sermon Audio's news, and I take a look at it, and what do you know? They talk about Trump's nomination for Supreme Court Justice, or not Supreme Court, excuse me, Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals, which is, by the way, one step away from like, or a few steps maybe, but it's right underneath the Supreme Court as far as like, that gives you, that you always have to appeal to the Ninth Circuit, and then it ends up going to the Supreme Court or something. It's usually what it does. Well, listen to this. Then Assistant U.S. Attorney Patrick Bumate, who President Donald Trump had nominated to the U.S. Court of Appeals for the Ninth Circuit, introduced his same-sex husband and their twin daughters when he appeared before the Senate Judiciary Committee for his confirmation hearing on October 30th, 2019. "I finally want to introduce my husband, Alex," Bumate told the committee at the hearing. "He's an outstanding father and trained phlebotomist," Bumate said. "Being married to a prosecutor is not always easy. But I want to thank him for all the support he has given me over the years." See, he's trying to normalize this and act like this is like normal everyday life. It isn't. You're a pervert. There's nothing normal about what you're doing. It's depraved and it's wicked as hell. And now Trump allows you to flaunt it, just like he did at the Republican National Convention when he orchestrated what he had done and brought on all the sodomites on stage or whatever, brought, I forget his name, Peter Thiel. When he brought Peter Thiel on stage, and all these evangelicals are acting like Trump's a Christian. I'm telling you, Christians don't nominate sodomites, but it gets worse. It's worse than this. And no, this is not my broadcast for today. This is my 2020 Trump rant. That's right. We're backed. We're back with Trumped. That's what it is. Okay, so this is just something separate. This is a bonus that I'm not even charging for. And I could. It's worth at least double. It's overtime work here, I'm telling you. But we'll do it for free here. "This year we received the greatest..." Okay, so it gets worse. This is actually getting worse. It's not enough that this is said. "Being married to a prosecutor is not always easy, but I want to thank him for all the support he has given me over the years. This year, we received the greatest blessings of our lives. In April, our twin daughters, Ellie and Irina, were born," said this Trump appellate court nominee. "As you can imagine, they are a handful, but we are still thankful for them," said Bumate. "They have changed our lives for the better in infinite ways." Okay, first of all, you're not parents. You're not. You don't have children. And it's not like a husband and a wife that God says, and then you adopt somebody. That's not the same thing. No, what you've done is you're trying to normalize your marriage, your abomination before God. You're trying to normalize it. And you're trying to make it like you're like everybody else. But you're never going to be like everybody else. You're in rebellion to God and to God's order, and you're never going to be like everybody else. That's just the way it is. Somebody's asking me, "Why do you have the camera at that angle?" so I can drive you crazy. That's why I'm doing it, only for that sole reason. There's got to be something hidden with it. Go search YouTube and find a video about it. I guarantee you it's got to be something crazy. Okay, sorry. I just have to be sarcastic sometimes. Why do I have it at this angle? Because I'm not recording on my equipment. I don't have three screens in front of me. And I just did this because I wanted to. That's the reason why. I have it at that angle. And also so I can look down on you so you can go make a report about it, or you can make a YouTube video about why I'm looking down on you. I'm sure there'll be one coming. I'm just sure of it. I'm just kidding. Sort of. But I'm really not, because YouTube is that nuts. Okay, anyway. You can see up my nose. Not really, because I have the smallest nose holes in the whole world, Jim. So no one can see up my nose holes. My brother used to say I don't get enough oxygen to my brain. That's why I'm so stupid, because because my nose holes are so small. So anyway, I know. I had to say something like that, because people always say the craziest things about they always wonder the craziest things. Anyway. And there's got to be a conspiracy in it somewhere. Okay, so let me get back to it. I know, Danielle, I'm just playing off of the conspiracy, that's all. No worries. I'm just playing off the conspiracy. Okay. As you can imagine, they are a handful, but we are still thankful. Oh. Oh. This is a Trumped video. It is not my broadcast. I've already went over that information. Do I have to do it again? If I have to do it again, I am definitely charging twice. All right? I'm not doing that again. The committee reported Bumate's nomination to the full Senate, and the Senate voted to confirm him 53-40 on December 10th. All 53 Republicans voted for Bumate, but no Democrat voted for him. 7 Democrats did not vote on the nomination. The White House announcement stated the president had nominated Bumate to the appeals court. Also said that Bumate is a member of the Tom Homan LGBT Law Association. Hey, I don't think that's going to hurt Christians at all, do you? The website of the Tom Brahman LGBT Law Association includes a page headline, "Who was Tom Homan?" In his relatively short legal career, Tom made an enormous impact on the local community. The San Diego newspapers from the 1980s are filled with reports on his constitutional battles with the establishment. He fought with the city to prevent them from shutting down the F Street adult bookstore. Oh, what a noble cause. Or limiting the materials they sold. He fought city efforts to license and restrict the operation of topless bars. Oh, well. So basically, he just spewed perversity everywhere. He made it his life's work to spew perversity everywhere he could and defend it. That makes sense. The Tom Homan LGBT Law Association is dedicated to the advancement of gay, lesbian, bisexual, transgender issues throughout California and the nation, the website says. We are also the place for San Diego's LGBTQ lawyers to network, build friendships, and develop their careers. Mr. Bumate earned his BA cum laude from Yale University and his JD from Harvard Law School. Here's a transcript of Bumate introducing his family, including the husband and twin babies. Mr. Bumate. Thank you, Mr. Chairman Graham, Ranking Member Feinstein, for holding this hearing. It's an absolute privilege to be appearing before this committee. First and foremost, I would like to thank President Trump for nominating me to the Ninth Circuit. It is the highest honor. I'd also like to thank Senator Feinstein and Senator Harris for considering my nomination. I'd also like to thank friends and colleagues and mentors who have supported throughout my career. Without them, I would not be here. I would especially like to spotlight the two judges for whom I clerked. Okay, that's great. I would like to tell you a little about my family story. I believe it's quintessential American dream story. Well, I don't think what you're doing is the American dream. I'm sorry. I'm proud to introduce my parents, Dr. Joseph Bumate, a retired ear, nose, and throat surgeon, and Dr. Christine Bumate. And finally, I want to introduce my husband, Alex. He's an outstanding father and trained phlebotomist. That is just so gay. So he normalizes it, and here you go. Here is Trump further normalizing the sodomite agenda by placing judges on the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals. But you see the facade here, though? The facade here is that, hey, look, Trump is nominating conservative justices. That's not conservative. Not at all. It's the absolute opposite of conservative. Right? So, basically, the truth is you have no choices. We really have no choices when it comes to the presidential nominee. We have none. We really don't have any. Now, will I defend Trump if he does something right? Absolutely, I will. See, I'm not stupid either. Okay, there is a problem. If you trash everything the man does when some things he does is right, you lose credibility. So you've got to defend the narrative of truth. It's always incumbent upon us to defend the narrative of truth. We don't know all the political games behind it, but we can still defend the narrative of truth, the narrative of the truth. So when we are called to do that, then we need to do that. When something is right, then we need to defend it, no matter who's representing it. That's called integrity, and that's called doing what's right. So you have people like out there like Beth Moore. Beth Moore, who trashes Trump, but the reason she's actually trashing Trump is not because of his policies or his life. How do I know that? Well, because Beth Moore defends homosexuals. She defends the LGBT community. She defends all. What does she hate about him? The audacity of a man to speak like a man. That's what she hates. And she's using Trump's presidency because she's a witch. And I'm telling you, Beth Moore is a witch. And she's doing it to subvert men. That's the deal. It has nothing to do with her not liking Trump because of his liberal side. She loves the liberal side. In fact, she's infusing the agenda of LGBTQ, inclusiveness, all those other, she's infusing that into the Southern Baptist Convention. So understand that's what's going on with that. That's what she's doing. That's why she hates him. She hates manhood. She is a man hater. She's a Jezebel. Anyway, but I don't like the things Trump does. I don't think he's an evangelical. I don't think he's a Christian. I don't think Trump is saved. I think Trump is hanging around with prosperity pimps. That's why Trump is dangerous. That's the deal. So that's the problem that is there with that. Anyway, so stay tuned for more Trumped calling out the evangelical compromise in America, because that's the way it is. That's what's going down. They did have to hold their nose to vote for this guy, or maybe they didn't. Maybe he really reflects the values of modern-day Christianity in America. But modern-day Christianity in America, basically the mainstream Christianity, has totally caved in, or nearly totally caved in to the LGBTQ agenda. Anyway, I got to go. I got work to do. I'm getting out of here. Have a good day, everybody. We'll see you later at 2 p.m. Central Time for OPBC Live.